The 25th international version of the TV reality show Big Brother made its debut in February. The setting this time was the Persian Gulf state of Bahrain, with an all-Arab cast. But from the very start, many viewers in the conservative Gulf region saw the show as indecent, and it was quickly pulled from the air. The decision has provoked a debate in the Gulf on just how much of Western culture Arabs should adopt as their own. Jennifer Moore reports from Dubai in the United Arab Emirates.
The Arabic version of Big Brother kicked off with a young Saudi man, Abdul Hakim, greeting a female Tunisian contestant with a kiss to the cheek. A following episode saw Michael, a Jordanian jeweler, teaching the women of the house how to salsa dance. Within 9 days' time, protesting Bahraini parents, religious leaders, and members of parliament had persuaded MBC, the Middle East Broadcasting Company, to pull Big Brother off the air. The Dubai-based MBC, the largest free-to-air news and entertainment channel in the Middle East, says it removed the program because it did not want to be seen as offending Arab values, customs, and morals. Officials at the network were unavailable for comment, but they have said they are reviewing the program and may try to relaunch it from another location. Big Brother wasn't the first reality TV show to air in the Middle East. Channels in Lebanon have produced shows similar to American Idol and Bachelor in the past year. But that's Lebanon, and this is the Gulf. And while several Gulf countries cater to their large expat communities, modesty is still the order of the day here. It's not uncommon to have separate men and women's entrances to the public library or the bank, and physical contact between the two outside of marriage is frowned upon by many. Media professor Badran Badran from Zayed University in the UAE says the protesters were not merely protesting against a TV show, but rather against the portrayal of a foreign culture as their own reality.
I think from a macro point of view, it's a fear of cultural invasion. All the manifestations of Western culture are around us. People look at many of those as being good, but they separate those aspects that they view as threatening to their values and ways of life, and they wrestle with those issues every day.
Whether they're ordering a Happy Meal in the McDonald's drive-thru or listening to American pop music, most Arabs are aware that more and more of their culture is gradually being swallowed up. Some accept it, while others resent the idea of transplanting everything Western into their own culture, including programs like Big Brother.
You will hear different points of view when you interview people representing the whole. I believe there are people who think that this program and others like it are fun, they are different, and the youth in particular, I think, are more accepting of these programs than adults.
I thought it was so stupid, like the stuff you talk about. It was like...
Two Arab university students, Sarah and Rena, wearing blue jeans and sipping lattes at their favorite cafe, hardly notice the American music playing in the background. The two young women study at the American University in Dubai. They saw Big Brother and weren't against the show at first, but say the characters on the program and their behavior were a far cry from the societal norm.
You never see like a group, a bunch of guys and girls in the same apartments. I mean, the girl, she was talking about her fiancé was drunk, and I don't know what. It was like, no, seriously. And he goes out, they were on the beach, and she found him with other girls. I don't know, like, real weirdos who were on the program.
They try to explain their frustration with the onslaught of Western culture here. Imagine, they say, if Americans living in their own country had to study in Arabic, eat at Arabic restaurants, and listen to Arabic music. The girls say they find some aspects of Western culture suitable, but have learned to be careful consumers.
I mean, a lot of people here are affected by Western culture, and it becomes like so disgusting how people try to totally imitate without understanding anything or having their own ideas.
It's not wrong to imitate, but imitate things that you actually understand, that goes with your culture. Because the Western side jumps out of the window, oh my God, I want to be like them, let's jump. It's not like that.
Reality TV is just another imported commodity many here think they can do without. Jennifer Moore for NPR News, Dubai.